Welcome to Motivation to Write. I'm starting a new segment on this podcast. It is going to be a weekly writing tip. The episodes will be very short, between 5 and 10 minutes. So let's see how this goes. My first episode is called The Life of Verbs. And if you want to read, if you want to read like the written version of this, you can visit my website, zazo.com. Now, I first learned about the importance and the power of verbs back in 2014. I believe it was 2014 or 2013. I believe 2014. I attended the Los Angeles Festival of Books at USC. This is something I did every year because I loved the Los Angeles Festival of Books. I still do. It's just I've kind of moved out of that LA area. But when I lived in LA, I loved it. And one of these symposiums I attended was on the art of writing. And one of the panelists at the symposium was Constance Hill. And Constance Hill is the author of a few books, including Sin and Syntax, How to Craft Wicked Good Prose, which is a wonderful book. And she's also the author of Vex, Hex, Smash, Smooch, Let Verbs Power Your Writing. And I believe that was her most recently published book at the time. So I will never forget what she said at this symposium. She said that when she is editing a piece of writing, the first thing she looks for are the verbs. Are the verbs dynamic or are they static? Are they breathing life into the piece or are they just taking up space? When I heard her say that, a light bulb went off in my head because it made total sense. Of course, the action of your writing, of your prose or poetry, whatever it is that you're writing, is all within the verbs. And if you want that action to come to life, if you want to draw the reader in, then those verbs need to be illustrative. They need to be specific and they need to be powerful. So I fell in love with verbs on that day. As odd as that may sound, verbs thrill me. There is nothing as delightful as an action verb painting a vivid image. Now, I want you to take this passage from Madeline Miller's Circe, which is like my new favorite book. If you haven't read it, read it. And this passage is describing a fury charged with tormenting Prometheus, right? It's her. She's been given the task of tormenting Prometheus. So here's the passage. A forked tongue flicked from her lips. On her head, snakes writhed, green and thin as worms, weaving living ribbons through her hair. I love this description because I can clearly see, and can you not clearly see, her tongue flicking from her lips and the snakes writhing and weaving through her hair. That's the power of verbs. They breathe life into sentences. It's okay to say something like, Tracy drank her apple juice. But I want you to watch how this indifferent act of drinking comes to life in the following sentences. Tracy sipped her apple juice. Tracy slurped her apple juice. Tracy gulped her apple juice. Tracy inhaled her apple juice. Notice how each of those verbs has a different connotation or connotations. And so if you perhaps you want to be neutral and use a word such as drink, but if you want to paint a more specific picture and if you're looking for a more specific action, then choose a more specific verb. So what I would suggest is, I think most writers will use a thesaurus, right? So you find a really good thesaurus. Thesaurus.com is wonderful. And after you've written a piece, go through and check out your verbs. Are the verbs hitting the perfect pitch in your sentence? And this is something else that Constance Hill talks about a lot, especially in the Sin and Syntax. Does your word choice hit the perfect pitch? Just like in music, if you're playing a piece and you hit a B flat instead of a B natural, everyone's going to hear that it doesn't fit, right? So you want to make sure that you pick a word that fits, perfectly. And thesauruses are wonderful resources to help you find that perfect pitch. And I guarantee you that once you find the perfect verbs to bring your story to life, you and your readers are going to be so delighted. So check out, oh, I have another before I leave. So after I attended that symposium, I was so, what is the word, inspired and happy to have attended. I contacted Constance Hill. I think I emailed her and I told her how wonderful it was to hear her speak. And because at the time I had recently started teaching English. I had been a music teacher for years, or almost 10 years. And I recently started teaching English. And so this was very meaningful to me in teaching writing. And so I gave her kind of like a little history, a little rundown of my teaching journey. And she contacted me back. And she said, I really loved your email. And I would love if you would consider publishing this on my blog. Can I publish this on my blog? And I was, of course you can publish this on your blog. So I'm going to link to that that article also, because that was so exciting for me, right? So if you want to, again, read the readable version of this episode, I'm trying to say, visit zazo.com. I also have links to my resources and suggested resources. And I will also have a link to my article on Constance Hale's blog. Okay, thanks so much, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.